I see. Well, I tell you.
Long back there, look like when the old folks started taking sick to go around the community. And one day, look like all of them wanted to follow them. Oh, they all lived, they pulled together. They didn't force and fight and all and talk about one another like we do now.
Yeah.
We're doing bad.
I don't think so.
Because if one comes to visit the Udden, and he ain't got what the Udden got, when they go home, he got an armload.
Yeah.
They hope one another, but now you go to somebody's house, ask a drink of water, they have to roll their eyes. And that's the cheapest thing in the world.
I know there's a difference, a big difference.
Let me have king grinds. I'd come to your house and we grind king, kill hogs. We'll go around like that, but now, shoot. I'll tell those farmers also.
Well, now, you can tell they done that. The man that's living now. You take on James up here. What's his name? Charlie James. And you take,
Old Man
Woodward. You know now. You know that. They weren't the sort of people that talk about you.
Mm-mm. I'll tell you one thing, Mr. Marvel. I can remember that. Just like you was farming, and you get sick, all the community go in there and wake you up on the coast of the penny.
Yeah.
You go in there, fly and hold
it. Yeah.
And come back, and you're not big problem. You won't cost you one penny.
Yeah.
And back long then, if just like Mama got sick, night and day they'd be in the house. Somebody be there all day and all night.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you have for that to walk with them horses out there holding them on long breath to you?
Yeah.
That long apron headed to the sun for his old house. Go there and help her wash and clean up.
Yeah.
Wait on the sick.
That's
well,
right.
By the time mother leave to go cook her stuff and thing at home, there come another old sister come across the field. Her safe pipe or a big dipper snuff or something. Didn't have all these
doctors
and hospitals then either.
Yeah.
My baby gets sick of seeing me under my arm. Where you going? Lord, my baby's sick. I don't know what's the matter. I thought I'd run over there for some. Child, bring that baby on in here. Get that hole and dig up some kind of roots or nothing, bar or something, and pour it down that young one's mouth. 30 minutes, you're out there playing.
Yeah.
Didn't
run to the doctor every time. Got to run to the doctor. No. Get
some castor oil
for
sauce and turn
it loose. Oh, shoot, I'm setting the hell up. Get the stiff. Take it down. Did he say drink plenty of water with it? Oh, you can't taste it. It's a pill. You can't taste it, can you? Is that right? That sun could get warm.
That sun could be warm. Looks to me like that sun already hot out there.
Well, if I was out there in the middle of the field, it wouldn't be near as hot as it is, you know, just going in now. You don't get
it. Have old man, I went one time. He don't want to sing in the field, he wants to talk in the field. Everything. Long about 11 o'clock, I started looking at the sun. Well, Lord, then put it in the hangar now. Sure, I'm going to let it out of the hangar. I want that piece of bread. All right. And evening about 3 o'clock, I'm looking at the sun. Well, Lord, he's letting this white man's son get on over yonder by the tree and just put it in the hangar. Let it out the hangar with my son and ride. It's just so mad at you by the tree. What's going to happen now? No time. Oh, if you're joking, you're going to get fired. Another man don't get off. I was here in slave time. But I ain't nothing to do, Kevin, go home. What you mean by the son of the hang? I was gonna get that time. I was hang up on the one moving. Did not hear you say something about the white man's son going down and your son lies. I'm not right. Is what you mean by that? As well as you work all day from sun up to sundown. That's your son. I said, when God let the moon ride, that's my son. If I can walk the road and do as I please from the time the moon rides, I can look around. You heard somebody going out the field and come back that evening. See, from now on, you girls can laugh and talk out in the field all you want.
Is that right? You ever hear that, Rootsy?
I'm
just
going to play you, you can laugh and talk. You take me, you talk
that same fella?
This old man will tell you, as soon as you leave the barn, all right, you can leave that laughing and talking here at 12 o'clock. Laughing and talking on your time, not mine.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, you can leave that laughing and talking sniggling here until knocking off time this evening. Do it on your time, not mine. The best thing for you to do is leave it at home, damn it, where you're going to be there when you get there.
Somebody told you something like that?
That's what the bald man said. You better not part of letting her talk to me, so you out the field. Now, he just said, send me out the field. I ain't with on nobody damn job, don't let him talk.
At the end of the road.
At the end of the road, when you get to where you just before.
You mean Azor's daddy?
Azor's daddy.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He's a worker, huh?
But this old man, he tell you quit. Be best for to leave him home. Damn it, where to be there when you get there.
You give me a laugh.
Well, I come from out there, he started letting us laugh and talk. I know I'm saying out here, too.
12 o'clock.
And he been out there. I do mean him walk across the woods. When I spring back out across the woods, he'll be all right. But when they come out there, and I was saying, another girl pushed him. He said, do y'all girls know any church songs? All of us said, yeah. If you know, he said, the best spirituals I ever heard, the colored folks used to say they had a church not far from my mother's house when I was a little boy. But I like to hear some of my old songs now. I left the rest of them way in my room. He didn't want nobody to sing out here, he didn't want nobody to talk or nothing. I said, we're going to do a good keys out here, just so he can get his weight done. And he got to the place, he come out there in the morning time. What the girl want from the store? I don't know, I ain't never mad yet. When he come back about 10 or 11 o'clock, see one of the things on the stove for lunch, he'd bring a soda water and can and all that out there. But all the time, I go, cool, you better ask him for a match.
He means there's that much difference in him.
See, he had one time been changing balls.
Oh.
And he thought he could wake people out in the free world and get on changing. There was an old farmer up there in Gainesville, Zurich, London. I thought it's his son working up there. And he crossed the white and the colored. Me and the man was there in the morning. In the evening time, the Lincoln High School girls would come in and work when they get out of school and work at night. And on Saturday, they work. That Saturday morning, he told one girl that they used to get the dustpan in the room and go over there. Excuse me. When the girls get some shaking that batch of sheets, they'll sweep up over there. He thought the broom dust hand to me and give it to me. I looked at him. I said, well, I ain't got the two hands. I can shake sheets and sweep too. I said, so you got the sweep, the broom and the dust hand, you sweep. So she went back and told him to tell him something. And anyway, he come over there cussing the red sand, wet his fingers. I stopped and looked at him. I told him, I said, he was probably married. Yeah, that's a child, you know. I was considering myself growing older, so I'm 18 years old. I said, and been married. I said, who hired me? And I said, you hired me. I said, you can ask me to do something. I said, don't send no child or come and tell me to do nothing. You come and tell me your goddamn self. Don't cuss at me. I said, well, you cursed me. I said, I'm going to tell you not to curse me. I said, well, I know when my time comes, I'm going to curse you damn if I had to fight you. I said, this your job, because I was fired when you hired me. I was looking for a job. I said, now I'm still damn fired looking for a job. I said, I ain't got no piece in this laundry to be washed or cleaned or pressed or nothing else. With all my clothes at home, all these are gone. Now, you want these damn clothes, I don't want that flow swell. Cause you got enough here to do it. If it ain't you, do it your damn. Well, I can go home. He went on around the office, come back, stood there and look. You know what I want you to work at? I said, no, I don't. He said, you see that iron gold, that shiny? And the iron's pretty good. I thought the scotch pretty good. Well, I'll kill it on that iron gold and help finish scorching them shirts to get them out. Then you work there until I save the money. I worked in Tammany on Wednesday. I worked that Wednesday. That Tuesday evening, two white girls are out crying. I said, what's wrong with y'all? That old damn phone, he's so damn mean. He said, I don't want to come back some more. If it wasn't for mama, I wouldn't come. I said, well, I got one more day. I said, he ain't gonna see me till I find my money. So, I went at the end when I knocked on. I told them all, I said, well, so I'll see y'all payday. If I don't see you payday, I'll see you Monday morning, but not to work. About 15 players walked off that Wednesday. I said, I went by there and had knocked off. Couldn't get paid off at all, knock off. I should run there a few minutes and talk to some women from Paradise. I'm going to see y'all later. I'm going to look at all that homeless face right now, it's me and him and Tyler fighting that two damn bells. And I can't stand it without cursing too much. More especially than I was working hard and not him. That Monday morning, I waited till about 9 o'clock before I went in. If I didn't cut down with work, I was going to work. He told me to meet the door wearing his famous cousin. I said, it's all right. I told you about that cousin.
Because dogs and animals,
not
me.
I said,
humans,
it's lying to curse. I got no more than tears. Hey, I mean, it's making you sick. I'm just as sick as I can be. I don't want no more than tears to put my damn bushes. So, I said, really, I didn't come to rest. I came at them two quarters this morning. I got down going to damn off. I said, I'm
just
horn.
Can you just lose it?
I said, I quit Wednesday afternoon, Miss Horn. I don't work on nobody's chain gang, and I'm not in the chain gang. I said, I know you've been a chain gang boss. And he's trying to run this laundry like it's a chain gang. I said, but he ain't got nobody to work if he's talking about me working like a chain gang. I said, them working like there's a bunch of damn fools. I ain't damn fools. And that Monday afternoon, Miss Homer walked out the office, she didn't go back. By Christmas time, he cussed for all of us to quit because everybody by quitting was right. He started worried me to come out, started worried back and told him, my dad didn't die and leave me that damn laundry. If he wants to work, do it himself.
Oh, now, you didn't ever have anybody like that out here.
Mm-hmm. I never worked with my community.
Sam McCoon, he's the only one, and he just didn't want you to play around. He wanted you to get some work out of it.
He just played around, he used to be a soldier there in Georgia.
Oh.
And he just done them people as he please.
Oh.
And he's always come to Florida and doing his little black deal with horses and stuff.
He run a sawmill up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he's used to just ordering them around the way he pleases.
That's right.
Do you ever work for him? You knew him?
I was too small to work for him.
Oh, he
died. I didn't do too much work when I was
Oh, he died about that same time you talked about. About that 39 you were talking about.
It
wasn't far from
38,
it.
38, I think it was. When did he die?
He died before, I think.
40.
Yes, it was in 40
when
Miss Selma cooled down.
I tell you what, Miss Boyle bought this place up here about 39. And then she went on back to California. And he come there after she bought it.
That's right.
And he was there about a couple of years.
That's right.
And died there. That's right. So the time she's talking about is like before you was that old.
He had the simplest old establishment here.
He had everything he was over till Sam Coon bought that place down there with John Christie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He followed me over at Mac Baker.
Yeah.
And he's over there. He's over there. He's over there. He's over there. He's over there.
Was old man Mac Bateman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cool man is when he bought that place with John Christie in that big room.
Well, down there, Bowman.
Yeah.
He, John Christie, still sit down there?
Yeah.
Down the back of where the old post office is.
Yeah. Now that's the old one.
He still is still in. All their children grown, I ain't
Now that's the old place. They name it after one of the other fellows that put in so many trees, orange trees.
Samson.
Now I don't know whether he bought that from Samson or not. I guess not. No, I guess not. Samson probably belongs.
He had all his rooms on there. He had a big packing house on there.
Well. Was that his big packing house that they took down a year or two ago?
Well, the express one night was going through, and they left the switch unlocked, and still he keep the van really hit the sidetrack, and went in the packing house.
Oh.
So we did the state that people had, the ones that had to go out on seaboard to make the river.
Oh. You remember that?
No, I heard him talking about that.
Yeah, you just heard him talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I see that in there. I see they used to get water. The train would roll and the road shell get water. That's the engineer said he was 30 minutes late and he was going to pick up this 30 minutes and have to pick it up in hell.
He got behind time, had to stop in Rochelle for water.
All of them stopped there for water.
All of them stopped for water. And he said he going to pick it up, he had to pick it up in hell.
Yeah.
That half 30 minutes. And he just about done it that time.
Now how you
going to
pick
it up in Peterborough? He'll pick it up.
He did pick it up.
Label up there. Got
it. You know, sometimes I think I'm just no counter. Not having a garden.
Well, you will.
I get more out of a garden than I would out of a farm.
You take, you plant you some greens, beans, peas, and okra. The stuff like that, you can sell that anytime.
Yeah. Your neighbors.
Well, right now, if you have some more, I'll buy some.
Your neighbors, they've got some corn up at the store.
Yeah, my sister-in-law told me yesterday about, they had some corn down to the store. I bet it's so high, you can't buy it.
Yeah, it's that little sweet corn they charge nickel a piece for it.
Well, that's not bad, right? The charge is big stores, 5 cents, yeah. Some place you can get 10 yards for 39 or 49 cents.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have it on special, 10 yards for
49
like that.
Yeah. Just sometimes. I've been trying to get some butter beans they had up there, but I haven't been able to. Somebody always beats me to them. I haven't had any butter beans in a long time.
I'd like to have some fresh butter beans myself. Now,
see,
if you were smart, you had
your
garden and all that, and you got
that's
a good
right.
place to
yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Any
trouble and
expense.
If I had the money I put in that silage trench and that corn, I could pay off some of my debts.
Mm-hmm. Well, do that
with
one time.
What did he do?
He let the heat go in that place where you stay.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Grace,
mm-hmm.
and he owed Mr. Thrasher, Mr.
Woods,
Mr. Christian, all of them.
Mm-hmm. So one time he got in his church, he got in his praying. Mr. Lord, I owe Mr. Christian.
Yeah.
And I owe him a pill. And he did make a good cross.
Yes.
And then he got to him, he said, Lily, you're feel good. And I was fine, Mr. Grace. I made a good crowd, I made it so good. I don't pay Mr. Thrasher, I don't pay Mr. Christian, I don't pay Mr. Wood.
What do you know?
I had to put up, Marshall. That's good.
Oh, what do you know?
So now you get out and go to church and pray. That's the Lord's help.
Yeah.
But you know, back long and then, them old folks would go to church and pray and ask God to help them and things like that. But now you go to church and if you have to get out there and pray, they ain't praying for nothing.
No, they're not praying for nothing.
And the world wasn't bad as it is now. And
no.
The children have all this TV, movies, and chip joints, and dance halls and things. You know the only music I know the thing about? One of these old-fashioned graphones, what you do on these numbers here. And the only time I'd hear it then would be like on holidays and having a supper like Thanksgiving or something like that. They might play a record to be spiritual things. Don't know about no blues or nothing like that. Let me come around the house, sing a blues. Where you get that from? I didn't sing that song. Come in, I'm going to sing some blues too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what a picture show was until 1941. But I didn't know what a picture show looked like.
Even when I was kid, but I knew what a picture show was
Dad, it shows you how definitely why all these awards and things wasn't long when I was coming up. Well, they didn't last nowhere with church and school and back home. And we went to play in the evening time here. I'm out there calling, like, calling cows or something. You let one of us go to the other neighbor's house. No, we're going to the so-and-so house to play. You're going on, don't be grown, my young lady. Just about sundown. Don't you think by the time you go home and see what your mama got for you, ain't got nothing from this too. A few minutes. You saw and saw, woo! You saw and saw, woo! You better get on home. Don't that limb gonna meet you down the road. Children get out there and be the knock all them trees stand down playing. Well, nah, children ain't got time to play. Ain't got time to sweep the floor, make a bed, or do nothing. Mama, you do it yourself. I ain't got time. You
the
one said that Mr. Malone.
That's right.
I despise this little thing we sitting on. Let her put clothes. They pull them clothes on her, give them clothes too hard to buy.
Now, what she's saying right, Lucy?
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
That's right. Children ain't got time to do any of that now.
Mama, you don't tell them what time of the minute time. Well, I ain't got time. God damn it,
you're
gonna do it your damn self. Hell, I got to go.
Yeah, right quick.
Get on out that door and go. And you better not try to whip him, dude. He's gonna whip you or kill you one. Well, then about a month ago, a little better than a month ago now, I read the paper where a boy up in Tennessee or Kentucky, someone else up in there, him and his mother had an argument, and his father was trying to chastise him about it. And he stabbed his father told him he was starving. So he killed his mother, his father, and his granddaddy. And carried him out back of the house, took a tractor to carry him out back of the house, and buried him in a shallow grave. He went on to school that Friday, and then went to another town where his sister was, and spent the night with her and her family. And the next day, that Saturday, some old the kinfolks went out there and didn't see none of them, and they saw the tracks had been up there to the house, and they followed the track trail, found them, buried on a little shallow grave. And then he admitted it, told them why he could do it. And he wasn't but 13, he was 16 years old.
Well, let me ask you. You know over here, Jack, what's his name? You know, lives over there on Thomas Ranch.
Jake Beavis.
Huh?
Jake Beavis.
That name don't sound familiar. Maybe I never heard his last name. But anyhow, you know who I'm talking about. He's lived over there 30, 40 years.
Davis.
Davis, yes, Davis, sure. I didn't understand what you said.